From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. The $1 billion Port Miami Tunnel Project started with a task force, and now, 30 years later, it's done. A good chunk of that tunnel traffic will be tractor-trailer trucks heading to I-95. In our End of the Road series, Kenny Malone explains how the tunnels should affect life on the highway.
I'm driving south right now on I-95 for a demonstration.
You're coming down south?
That's Chris Hodgkins, vice president of the Miami Access Tunnel, and I'm following his directions to imagine what it's been like without the tunnel for a truck driver to get from I-95 to Port Miami.
You're going to get in that far left-hand lane where it says Miami Beach, MacArthur Causeway, 395.
Okay, moving over.
You're going to veer into the right-hand lane.
Now getting over quickly, crossing many lanes.
And then they would have to go down Biscayne.
And now I'm stopped at that exit ramp that always gets backed up during heat games, and there's still a few turns left before the port.
And then they would go through five traffic lights, spewing all their diesel each time they stopped, queuing up at the ramp that would back traffic up on the 395 and then on the 95.
An FDOT official says that happens occasionally, traffic backing up from this exit onto 395 and then onto I-95. But now with the Port Miami Tunnel, trucks won't have to take that exit ramp and will cross fewer lanes of traffic, which has to be harder in a semi than a Ford Focus. The number of trucks actually making that drive represent just a fraction of the big rig wheels on I-95. More than 15,000 trucks per day travel on 95 in South Florida, some of which start their journey from a small warehouse in Doral.
It's a little cold in there.
I'll be all right.
You okay?
I'm from the north, man.
All right.
Enrique Lima opens the warehouse door, and 37-degree air comes rushing out. Lima's a transportation operations manager at Armellini Express Lines. He walks inside towards one of thousands of rectangular cardboard boxes and looks at a label.
This is where it's coming from, Ecuador, South America. These are roses, and this one is going to Romulus, Michigan.
The Armellini company is a mover of flowers. Other companies import the flowers from Latin America and sell them all over the country. Armellini gets them there, more often than not, on I-95.
It is the main artery. Every trucking company that's down here or ends up down here does have to use I-95.
Out in the Armellini driver's lounge, a few guys sit while Family Feud plays on a TV next to a vending machine. Pablo Diaz is still waiting to hear where he's headed today. Diaz has done the overnight 95 shift a number of times and says that first leg out of South Florida can be the worst leg.
The problem is I-95 is when you drive a rush hour, so because they're getting busy, you know. So some driver is going very fast to go home. They very hurry to go home, so they call you off on the road. So it's going to happen when the rush hour is a little bit, you know.
Aside from the emotional toll, traffic has an actual cost. The Texas A&M Transportation Institute estimates that in 2011, South Florida congestion cost the trucking industry almost $750 million. Between Port Everglades and Port Miami, moving goods has become a crucial part of the local economy.
We're not just, you know, sun and tourist.
Richard Biter is an assistant secretary with the Florida Department of Transportation and says while expensive, transportation projects like the Port Miami Tunnel are ways of getting goods moving and making the region a more viable place to run a business. With the expansion of the Panama Canal, even more freight could be headed out of local ports and up I-95, which would give further weight to Biter's informal motto for I-95.
As I like to say, goes from Florida to Maine, as opposed to the other way around.
Selfishly, I hope that does not stick. As a name for our I-95 radio series, the beginning of the road just doesn't sound right. From the end of the road, I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.
This is WLRN, Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy?